дуже файні вішки були. Тепер вже нема того більше.
And here's our regular, well, it's actually a new segment that we are introducing on Wednesdays on Rai Argentina to the world about global warming that is produced by Silvana Avellaneda. And the issue of global warming and climate change was on the world's headlines over the past few days. It should be always on the front pages, but since a couple of days ago, it's well, actually last week, was everywhere, mainly because of the words of Greta Thunberg, this young Swedish activist who took the leading voice of the activists to the climate summit in New York, lambasting world leaders for the lack of commitment. There were accusations for inaction, and there were warnings of a catastrophe that is already being experienced. A group of 16 young people, including Ms. Thunberg, denounced Argentina, Brazil, France, Germany, and Turkey for, quote-unquote, not protecting children from the impact of climate change. In addition, the young Swede, who has already become a symbol of activism for environmental protection, emphasized that countries and world leaders have not kept their promises in the face of inaction due to climate emergency. The group of activists come from 12 different countries and is supported by the international law firm Hausfeld and the blessing of UNICEF. The complaint is part of an unknown optional protocol to the convention. Since 2014, the convention authorizes children or young people to file complaints with the UN Committee on the Rights of the Children if they feel their rights are being denied. In this context, the foreign minister of Argentina, Jorge Forí, responded to accusations. He said that Argentina is a country that pollutes very little compared to the rest of the world, less than 0.7% of the total impact on global warming, less than 1%. According to the official, Argentina increased the goals we have to reach, and we have clear commitments in terms of the 2030 agenda. Also, he said, we all have to worry about preserving our common house, the world, the planet, Mother Earth. We have to adopt rational measures, we have to discuss them, and we also have to see how to finance, how to fund the implementation of these measures, he emphasized. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had already stressed that leaders and countries should come with concrete actions and not speeches. After the worrisome report of the World Weather Organization was released last week, which, among other warnings, among other issues, the report notes that between 2014 and 2019, the period of highest temperature recorded in history has been registered. The report also noted that the sea level rise accelerated significantly during the same period as greenhouse gas emissions reached new highs. For this reason, Mr. Guterres and the UN emphasized that there should be a concrete commitment to reduce carbon emissions. This is a summary of the latest scientific evidence on the causes of and the causes and increasing impact of the unprecedented levels of global warming that we have seen over recent years. While recalling that global temperature increased 1.1 Celsius in all of the years since 1850 until now, I repeat, 1.1 Celsius in 1.5 century, the document points out that only between 2011 and 2015, that's 4 years, it increased 0.2 Celsius. This is due to growing carbon emissions. The amount of gas that entered the atmosphere between 2015 and 2019 increased by 20% compared to the previous 5 years. Amid the controversy, the perceived absence of serious commitments on the part of the leading countries, the most worrying thing about the whole report is the information that demonstrates the concrete rise in sea level caused by high temperatures. The average increase from 1993 till now is 3.2 millimeters per year. However, between May 2014 and the year 2019, that's 5 years, the increase was 5 millimeters per year. This increase was not calculated to such an extent even in the most pessimistic past reports, to which is added the abrupt decrease in the Antarctic and Greenland ice sheets. According to the report, the winter sea ice extent recorded its lowest figures for four consecutive years between 2015 and 2019, and the amount of melted ice in Antarctica increased at least sixfold since 1979. Already this year, the tragic effects in the Bahamas and Mozambique, where rising sea levels and intense tropical storms led to humanitarian and economic catastrophes, that are a foretaste of what can happen all over the world if there are no concrete and serious actions.
Que no hay más esa emoción. Yo me ponía un vestido de novia, yo me casaba virgen, yo nunca conocí un hombre que me...
Meanwhile, at the summit, amidst the ironies of US President Donald Trump, alarming reports are known and disclosed. One of these is recognized by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, which highlights that even though small island developing states fan the flames of global warming very little, they are their greatest victims. According to this presentation, climate change means a profound and negative impact on sectors such as fishing, farming, or tourism, which are highly exposed to extreme weather phenomena. 38 such states are currently recognized, 75% of which are in the Caribbean and the Pacific, while the rest are in the Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, the Mediterranean, and southern China. As is specified in the analysis, these countries are highly vulnerable to low-lying marine flooding, saline intrusion into terrestrial systems, coral bleaching, ecosystem degradation, habitat loss, climate-induced disease, as well as damage from extreme weather events.
Se festejaba más que con emoción el casamiento que ahora. Desde el tiempo era...
And this was a feature on climate change that we introduced as from this Wednesday on Rye Argentina to the World. We'll have a second installment next week.
Y terminaba el lunes.
We've got time for listening to music.